Time for the business news with Brian Finn.
Áine, thank you. The European Central Bank is widely expected to leave interest rates unchanged when it meets today. The bank cut rates by a quarter of a percent in June. Martina Hennessy, Managing Director of digital mortgage broker Doddle.ie, joins us now. Would you be in agreement with that consensus view, Martina? And if so, when might we be looking at the next rate cut?
Yes, so Brian, so while the June cut of a quarter percent was very much expected, no rate cut is expected today at the ECB's monetary policy meeting. So the ECB euro is going to be tentative and err on the side of caution when it comes to rate decreases. Their decisions are data driven and their focus is on inflation. Inflation is not where the ECB wanted to be. So I think anybody hoping that the same pace and scale that we saw the ECB rate increase will reflect in downward movement, it's unfortunately unlikely going to happen.
Today anyway, but what might we be looking out to the end of the year? Would you hazard a guess? Might it be one more, two more?
Yeah, I think all eyes are on September. So the ECB meets at roughly every 6 to 8 weeks and they've signaled their preference to make interest rate decisions at forecast meetings. So that would be September and December. Analysts anticipate that two more cuts this year could be likely at a quarter percent each in September and December. However, the financial markets are pricing in a 0.4% decrease in total cuts to the end of the year. So there's some uncertainty there still in relation to the December cut.
Of course, this is all particularly relevant for tracker mortgage holders because they automatically get the benefit of each rate cut. But how is the rest of the market looking for mortgages now? Are there good fixed rates out there at the moment?
So yeah, rates dropped in anticipation of the June decrease. So in April and May, we saw many of the main lenders drop the rates by up to and over 1%. So there are strong rates in the market, but there's a big disparity between rates. So the lowest rate starts at 3.45, but rates range right up to over 7% at the moment. So it's really important that if you're reviewing rates or for those taking out new mortgages, that you're getting market-based advice or doing your research, because the difference is significant in relation to what you can avail of. Fixed rates start from 3.45%. There's still some competitive variable rates in the market starting at 3.75, but the fixed rates are currently lower than variable.
So the key is to shop around a bit, but should people look at those variable rates for a while? If rates are going to come down further, fixed rates should come down in tandem with that. So might it be worth going variable for a while?
Well, the majority of new mortgages continue to be drawn down on fixed rates. However, there has been an increase in the number that are drawing down on variable rate, with the expectation or the anticipation, the hope maybe, that rates will continue to drop. I would say it depends on the rate that you can get. When the funding for the banks was 0%, they were still charging up over 3%. So I think it would take extraordinary economic circumstances for rates to drop to pre-2022 levels where rates were sub 2%. If you can get a strong fixed rate roughly in around, you know, the 2, 3, 4 year fixed in around 3.5%, you know, it's a solid rate, and most mortgage holders like security. They don't like to speculate. So fixed rates remain popular, and there are some strong fixed rates on the market.
Just to go back to tracker mortgage holders, they will benefit from a bonus cut of sorts in the next few months. Could you remind us of how that's coming about and when it will happen?
Yeah, absolutely. So in March, following an operational framework review by the ECB Governing Council, they advised that they were set to align their refinancing rate and their deposit rate in September. So currently between those two rates, there's a difference of 0.5%. And they had set out that the spread between the refinancing and deposit rates would reduce to 0.15% or 15 basis points from 18th of September. So that really would be a bonus for tracker mortgage holders if they saw that technical review or technical adjustment reduced their rate by 0.35. And also then, if there was an expected quarter percent decrease in September, it would bring the total drop in September to 0.6. So that would be a very welcome boost for tracker mortgage holders who would get that technical adjustment plus the rate decrease in September if all goes to plan.
It's a nice boost at that 0.35%. What might it amount to for a typical mortgage?
Yes, so I suppose 0.35% for every 100,000 you do would be roughly €20 per month. But I think the big thing, and tracker mortgage holders will be listening, will say, God, the level and the pace and scale that it increased, even now, post the June reduction, if we look at a tracker mortgage holder with 250,000 over 15 years left, they're still paying €550 more than they were in 2022 when the base rate was 0%. So tracker mortgage holders would be looking for, you know, again, the pace and significance of the increases and the upward movement. They'll be looking for that to be reflected on downward, and certainly hopeful for it.
Martina Hennessy of mortgage broker Doddle, thank you very much indeed.